Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
SEC Media Days 2021, the Chuck Oliver Show continues live from the Hyatt Winfrey in Hoover, Alabama. 9 states, 51 sticks, talking college football every single day. Been doing that since the beginning of the 14 season. Appreciate everybody putting that blessing in my life. And I am pleased to sit down with just a really, really good friend of mine and good friend of the program. Always love getting time with him. Former head coach of the Auburn Tigers, Iowa State Cyclones, SEC and National Coach of the Year, it is Gene Chizik. Coach, how are you today?
Chuck, I am great, man. And as always, it's awesome to see you. You look great. And I'm blessed, man, like you are.
Well, the reason I wanted to give the resume is because that's not what you do anymore. All right? You've gone to the media. And I want to ask you about your kids and the motivation, because you were real public about it. You're like, I miss this, I missed this, I miss this. I'm going to do all that stuff now. I'm going to drive them to school. I'm going to go to PTA. How has that been? Because you had a very clear stated motivation.
It's been the best decision that I've made in my entire life, to be honest with you. And, you know, Chuck, we get in the work grind, whether you're doing media like you do, or you're a pastor, or you're a coach, or a teacher, or whatever. But we get in the work grind, and, you know, we're so singularly focused on that a lot of times. And certainly in college football, you have to be, or you get behind, right? And what I realized was that my son was going into his junior year at the time, and I had seen – he was a baseball and football player in high school, and I had seen 2 baseball games and 2 football games in 2 years, and I really had to sit back. And we had a great run at North Carolina, which is where I was at the time. But I had to sit back after our bowl game and just really reassess what mattered. And I just knew that I couldn't move forward, you know, 10 years from now and have to look back and reflect that, you know, through my son's high school career, I really didn't see anything. So I dropped the anchor, man. I stopped sailing. And I said, you know, if somebody will have me and let me do the TV/radio thing, yeah. You know, that'd be a good little new kind of career to get launched. And, you know, the SEC Network took me back. I was with the original crew when we launched. And then got out 2 years, and they took me back, and I'm blessed, man. And having looked back, and it was the best decision I ever made.
All right, well, jump into that gray matter of yours and tell me how to play defense today, because it used to be, you know, somebody would ask me, how are you going to defend this? I'm like, well, game situation, personnel, tell me some stuff. Now I got one answer. I'm like, hit the quarterback. That's all I got for you. And you have to accept you're going to give up some big plays, but, like, literally the only way I know to play defense, knock the daylights out of the quarterback.
Well, Chuck, really, really what it's come down to, defensive football these days, it's so tough, and it doesn't matter. I mean, you can have the best players on the planet. You know, people are going to move the football in this day and age simply because of how they're taking advantage of the clock and the width of the field. And there's a lot of really smart guys out there spreading the field, getting one-on-one situations with guys that they know are better than yours. I've always said this, and I when I went into North Carolina as the defensive coordinator, and I'd been a head coach for so long, I hadn't coordinated for a lot of years, and I went in there and really had to reassess the game. And my first takeaway was that we need turnovers and we need to play great red zone defense because they're going to move the football. And they have an advantage when they're in the open field, both vertically and horizontally. But when we get down to the red zone inside the 13-yard line, now we can take advantage of that. And I don't want them to get down there, but they're going to get down there. So we need to play really good down there. So this day and age, they're going to move the ball. Don't look at total yards. Don't look at any of that. Get off the field on third down. Play great red zone defense and get turnovers. And if you're doing those things, you know, kind of those pillars of defense, then you got a shot. If you don't, it's going to be tough.
All right, because so many fans, and I'm part of it, you know, fantasy drafts, this, that, and the other, and video games. I've said there are 2 position groups, offensive line and secondary. You can't just airlift a bunch of all-stars in there. Those 2 groups – if one guy has a breakdown, the whole thing can go sideways. Kirby has airlifted some all-stars into that secondary. They had a vacuum last year, transfers, NFL, all that stuff. Talk about the acclimation project for a secondary, because they're facing, I mean, as high-powered a passing attack as they'll find anywhere in America in the opener with Clemson and DJU.
No question about it. The great thing is that there's a system in place that Kirby has. And let me tell you what, I don't want to minimize the Dan Lanning effect. I think he's done a fantastic job. I don't think he gets near enough credit because, obviously, Kirby brought this system from Alabama, right? And they tweaked it and they've made it, they've made it their own. But, you know, the secondary, as you mentioned, is a critical piece to the puzzle. If you're talking about Georgia in general, the great news is for any secondary that either doesn't have experience or talent, which Georgia certainly doesn't fall into the category of not having talent. They might not have all the experience because they had a mass exodus back there, but they got a front seven. And as long as you got a front seven, now there's been times where Georgia's defensive line, you'd like to have them, create a little bit more havoc back there on the quarterback, but they got a great defensive line. So that can make up for the secondary. But the secondary is critical, and those guys have to communicate. They have to be a brotherhood. They have to understand that you're going to get beat in front of 100,000, 30 million watching, and you better move to the next play. And Kirby knows that. The system's in place, so I don't think you're going to see a drop-off.
We bounce down to Gainesville. I don't know. Maybe this is a compliment. If Dan Mullen and a quarterback who's been in the system for 2 or 3 years, they're going to have yards and points. I don't know what it's going to look like, but they're going to have yards and points. Can the defense be better enough for them to challenge Georgia? Like, really, they can win in Jacksonville. That's a one-game thing. I'm talking 12 games. Can they win out versus Georgia over 12 games defensively?
I don't know if they can or not, Chuck. Right now, my answer would be it would be difficult because one of the things that I see in Florida last year was kind of an anomaly, and Todd Grantham is a very good football coach. And, I mean, it's the way the business works, right? A couple years ago, you're the guru, and now all of a sudden 2 years later, they want to fire you. We understand that's what comes with the territory. Todd Grantham is a very good football coach. Where I see Florida having its issues is in the front seven. And I see that Florida ought to have dominant defensive linemen from the edge rushers to the inside guys every single year, like Alabama and like Georgia does. They should have those guys, Chuck,
and I don't have like 8 or 9 of them. Too.
That's right, and they should be too deep. And I don't see that right now. That's what I don't see. I don't see that twitchy three technique that can get up the field, set the edge, and wreak havoc. And then, oh by the way, if you put him one on one with a guard, he's going to beat his brains out. I don't see that guy, and I think they've got to get to that. Can they scratch some itches and do some things schematically to erase some of those deficiencies? Yeah, I think they can. Because Todd's a very good coach. But last year, there was just issues. There's communication issues. There's breakdowns everywhere. The secondary, there was chunk plays everywhere. They couldn't stop the run. It was hard to watch. And they got to get a lot of things fixed. I have my doubts. But I hope they can to make it competitive.
Wrapping up with Gene Chizik from the SEC Network. Bounce out to the West and College Station. And I know what Jimbo likes to do, all right? I think that there's the temptation, though, this year to just line up and mash, at least early, because they got 4 new offensive linemen. Run blocking's easier than pass blocking. Quarterback doesn't get hit when you run block. And you got a new quarterback. And so I look at the running backs, and it is so anti-Jimbo. I just think they're going to line up and try to mash people, at least the first month.
Well, Jimbo still at heart always wants to run the football because he likes that physical mentality. He said that since day one, since he's been there. They've got some really, really, really good stable of tailbacks. And then Anai Smith is in there, and he can do either, which I think he's a dynamic football player. But he's also going to have a guy in Haynes King that can also be kind of a dual threat guy and also be part of the equation on the run on the perimeter, which they did some with Kellen Mond, not as much. But Haynes King's probably a better runner. He's got a lot of speed if he ends up indeed being the guy. So you have another element of the run game along with those great tailbacks. So, yeah, and they like to run the ball. Just go ahead and look at time of possession every year. It's because they run the ball well, and, he does a good job in the passing game as well. But it'll be interesting to see what he decides to do.
Well, folks, we're at SEC Media Days. That means it's football season, which means you can't turn on the SEC Network without seeing Coach Gene Chizik. Appreciate your time, amigo.
Thank you, Chuck. Great to see you guys, man.
Spring is here, and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Hey Atlanta, Hudson Mason here. Is a new roof still on your to-do list, but you've been delayed due to rising home service costs? Well, here's a fantastic solution from Accent Roofing Service. Zero down, zero payments, and zero interest for a full year. That's right. You can get your new roof now and start paying next year. Act quickly because Accent's incredible offer of 000 with a 12-month deferred payment option for a lifetime roof system isn't going to last long. Contact the craftsman at Accent Roofing Service today, accentroofingservice.com.